Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In many strongly patriarchal societies around the world, the birth of a son is still valued more than the birth of a daughter. And as Leah Lakdawalla, assistant professor of economics at Michigan State University, reveals, gender bias often begins well before the first labor pains.
My co-author and I were discussing how boys and girls are often treated differently in India when a thought struck us. What if the spread of ultrasound technology allowed families to start discriminating even before birth? After examining data from over 30,000 Indian women, we find evidence that women who are pregnant with boys are more likely to visit antenatal clinics, more likely to receive tetanus shots, and also more likely to deliver their babies in a non-home environment, such as a health facility or hospital. In a world where parents treat boys and girls equally, there is little reason to expect such a systematic relationship between fetal gender and prenatal care. In northern India, where sex discrimination is known to be more prevalent, we find that the gender gap in prenatal care is even larger. We see similar evidence of preferential treatment for boys in other patriarchal countries, such as China, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. We believe these results are very important because maternal inputs during pregnancy can affect health outcomes such as neonatal survival and birth weight. For example, if women are more likely to receive tetanus shots when pregnant with a boy, this difference in prenatal care may lead to fewer girls surviving past the first month after birth. Not only does prenatal care have immediate effects on infant health, but previous research has linked early childhood health to later life outcomes such as educational attainment, IQ, and adult wages. This implies that the gender discrimination in prenatal care may contribute to long-term differences between men and women.
That was Leah Lakdawalla of Michigan State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. Yeah.